Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number two. Give it up for hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And we're going to start with a pretty dependable update here that we got. Last hour, somebody asked about, you know, what's the situation with the schools? And we didn't hear any confirmation that schools in this area had been closed. Santa Rosa County had, like, extracurriculars canceled for tomorrow. That's about all we had. But then we had a text last hour from someone saying that they were part of the Escambia County School District. They work in that district, and they said that Escambia County schools were closed. Well, I did some research of my own, and according to WKRG News 5, Escambia County schools are closed tomorrow. Same with Okaloosa County schools. Santa Rosa County is still open, but remember, extracurricular activities for tomorrow have been canceled as well. So those are the reports swirling around at this time. Of course, this is all stemming to our top story today. Hurricane Helene. It's expected to hit the Big Bend area. That's where it's going to make landfall. That's going to get the brunt of Helene's force and all that. We've heard some claims that we've got people trying to avoid the storm and are heading this way on I-10. It does appear that that is at least somewhat true because I-10 has been miserable, but we got more on that in a few minutes with our traffic and weather together.
We have no confirmation on that whatsoever in terms of those cars coming from the Central Florida area.
That's just a rumor.
We're not passing it on. I'm just saying traffic's heavy, but we're not confirming anything such as traffic flow coming out of the Central Florida area through Pensacola. That is not confirmed at all. We just have heavy traffic on the 10 freeway this afternoon, so be extra careful about that. A new soccer complex heading to the south end of Santa Rosa County. It's going to happen in Midway. This is right near the PSC campus. District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright saying completing the project could take about 18 to 36 months. Santa Rosa County Commissioners will review funding for early construction, land clearing, and other groundwork on Thursday morning. Wright says the early site work will cost just under $1.2 million.
And I also just want to revisit this because we've had a few texts coming in. WKRG's update was as of 1 p.m., and they said the Santa Rosa County schools were open, but we are now getting texters here saying that as of the 4:30 update, Santa Rosa County has been closed as well.
Okay, here's the situation. The federal prosecutors have filed more charges against the suspect in the second attempted assassination of former President Trump. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has more from Miami.
This week, we learned new details through a DOJ filing, which revealed a letter they say Ruth left in a box at his friend's house months ago. The letter was addressed to the world and seems to apologize for a failed assassination attempt of former President Trump. The documents say law enforcement agents found six cell phones in Ruth's getaway car. Now, it is pretty clear that Ruth was monitoring the former president's movements. One phone had a Google search of how to travel from South Florida to Mexico. Agents also found a handwritten list of past and future Trump appearances. Records also show Ruth's cell phone pinged near Trump International Golf Course as well as Mar-a-Lago a month before the attempted assassination.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Once again, I-10, of course, that's been the biggest story on the roads today. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, got some very heavy backups there, pushing you back to 9th Avenue. And then as you continue past Highway 29, we've got some issues ranging from Highway 29 all the way to Pine Forest Road. So very heavily backed up there. And now we're getting some issues on I-10. If you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, that's pushing you back to Pine Forest Road. So I-10 has just been a disaster this afternoon. As for 9 Mile Road, if you are traveling westbound, passing Palafox Street and continuing towards Pine Forest, got some backups there that are slightly worse than usual. And then Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox looking rough as well. And those spots are just in Pensacola. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Windhaven Beach, got some issues over there. And same with Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, the temperature's dropped a little bit since last hour. It's about 80 degrees here. And tonight's low is going to be 72. Tomorrow we've got coastal flood advisories, wind advisories, and high surf warnings throughout your Thursday. Going to be obviously some heavy showers with a high of 80 and a low of 68.
Okay, 5:16 News Radio 92.3. Robert Bender, Escambia Supervisor of Elections, saying it's getting pretty busy around 221 Palafox Place. Bender confirms the distribution of civilian ballots now underway, targeting those who have vote-by-mail request. Florida law establishes a window for mailing civilian ballots between 40 and 33 days prior to elections. So, yeah, Robert's getting pretty busy down there with his team. Like I said, it's not going to get any easier until after November 5th for him.
Oh, no, absolutely not. It's when it comes to the election stuff, as you said, we've spoken with Bender before, and he's given some insight as far as what this is all about. And yes, very, very hectic, I'm sure. So best of luck to him. Here locally, firefighters, want to give some props to them. They responded to an Escambia County apartment complex last night. The blaze broke out at the P&P Apartments on East Johnson Avenue. An official said it was an active heavy fire last night at about 9 p.m. So far, there's no reports of injuries. 10 units from Escambia Fire Rescue responded.
So, you know, I was talking to PFD about that earlier today when I saw that come through earlier this morning about that story. 8 people have been displaced from that P&P apartment complex, and they're looking for a place to live. That's a sad story. You got 8 people out there, first of all, traumatic fire, and now they're homeless.
Right.
So anyway, if somebody can help them, P&P apartment complex
would
be the one to contact. National Security Council is reacting to a report Russia is having lethal drones made in China. Fox's Jessica Rothenthal has more on this trending story.
A White House spokesperson confirmed a report that a Chinese company is making drones for a Russian company that is sanctioned by the U.S. However, a National Security Council spokesperson told Reuters it does not appear the Chinese government is behind this or aware of it. However, the official said the government has an obligation to make sure its companies are not providing lethal assistance to Russia. At the UN Security Council Tuesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted that Iran is providing drones and missiles to Russia. North Korea is providing missiles, launchers, and artillery rounds. And he said at that time that China is the top provider of machine tools, microelectronics, and other items that Russia is using to rebuild its war machine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, 5:17 here. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, should have meteorologist Scotland Williams joining us, giving us a bit of a rundown.
Miss Scotland.
Yes, yeah. We had to have someone, and they shall remain nameless, but their name starts with a C. Had to have someone get corrected on the sex of Scotland Williams. But,
well, it looks like the way a guy would spell his name. I'm just saying I got confused with the spelling.
Well, I'm sure he'll ask her about that when we go to break. You're listening to Pensacola.
You called
right
me to drill me about my name?
On News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's strength for life.
What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are 4 principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:23 here, and we've got Scotland Williams with us, do we not, Chris?
Yes, we do, and Scotland, welcome to Pensacola Right Now. It's really great that you could spend a few minutes with us today. How you doing?
Absolutely. I'm doing well. Thank y'all for having me.
Okay. First of all, I apologize to you. I didn't realize that you were a woman until we got about 1,000 texts in here going, don't you have any sense? She's a woman. It's Scotland. I said, okay. Golly, by golly.
That is okay.
I'll take the bat on that one. I'm telling you. Busy lady this time of year, especially right now because of the pending Hurricane Helene making landfall, targeting the Big Bend area just east of Panama City. You're a qualified meteorologist. This is your territory. What's your take on the storm?
Absolutely. I mean, I just really feel for our neighbors to the east because, as we know, last hurricane season they were hit with Idalia, and then already this hurricane season have been impacted by Hurricane Debby, and now Hurricane Helene is on the way. And looking at forecasts, I was thinking earlier today, I think it's going to be stronger than a Category 3. And now, with the latest 4 p.m. update, the National Hurricane Center has said Category 4 at landfall, unfortunately. Category 3 is already a major hurricane strength, but now winds of 130 miles per hour projected at landfall. I mean, devastation is expected. There are hurricane watches, warnings, tropical storm warnings, all in effect for much of the state of Florida, but just major impacts coming for that part of the state with, I mean, significant storm surge up to 20 feet for the Big Bend area and south towards Tampa. I am grateful that we here in Escambia County are missing out on the brunt of that. But again, really feeling for our neighbors to the east.
You know, I noticed that this morning, earlier this morning when the storm kind of made its way past Cuba and entered in the Gulf. I saw an immediate, I think it was like 20 mile per hour jump in the in just its velocity at that time. Once it hit those warm waters of the Gulf, forward speed about 10 miles an hour now, or 12 miles. I just noticed this. They just popped it up to 12 miles an hour. So it's starting to pick up a lot of forward speed. Is that going to be good for the folks in the Big Bend area that goes past faster or than being a slow moving storm?
So, as you mentioned, the storm is starting to pick up speed. So, hurricane moving at 12 miles an hour right now, but once it gets into the Gulf, it has a green light. Nothing is stopping it. Gotcha. So there's all the fuel, all the ingredients that it needs to have that rapid intensification, and that's what we're expecting. The winds right now, 85 miles an hour, 24 hours up to around 30 hours from now, getting up to 130 miles an hour. I mean, that's a large jump. But as you mentioned, the storm is moving quickly, and it's a large storm. So mm-hmm. even hurricane force winds, they extend out 25 miles from the center. But tropical storm force winds extend out 345 miles from the center. So, I mean, even before the storm gets to land, people are already going to be feeling tropical storm force winds in that area and outwards of 345 miles. So we do expect weakening after landfall, but the fast speed, that allows for strong damaging winds, especially in the way of gusts, and these will penetrate well inland across the southeastern United States, including even the higher terrain over the southern Appalachians. So this is a large storm, and it's going to do its damage.
You're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, in about 20 minutes from right now, we're going to be joining our Fox affiliate friends down in Tampa at Fox 13. They're going to give us the latest updates in terms of how they're preparing for that storm down there. You kind of wear a dual hat here locally, of course, qualified meteorologist, but you're also involved with the emergency management coordination of what's going on. What is the status right now for Pensacola, the lay of the land here? Somebody just coming into our area, have never been through this thing before like this, and I'm just trying to give them the facts in terms of what's right, what's not right. The storm, we do know, going into the Big Bend east of Panama City, but boy, the effects will be felt across the state.
Absolutely. So someone just coming down to the south, coming to the state of Florida, never experienced a hurricane or tropical system in their life, it is no longer first 72 on you. It's now 1 week ready. That means 7 days worth of supplies and food, water, and other supplies for your disaster kit. So you can grab it easily if you have to go. So that is overall the preparedness statement for hurricane season in general. We always say know your zone. Do you live in an evacuation zone? If so, which one? Know your home. What type of wind or damage do you think your home can withstand? If you live in a mobile home, we're always telling you to evacuate. Right. And also know your plan. What are you going to do? Where are you going? Are you evacuating? Are you using a shelter? We always want shelters to be a last resort. For this hurricane, Hurricane Helene in particular, we in Escambia County, a wind advisory will be in effect tomorrow, Thursday, from noon until midnight. We expect to see north winds 15 to 25 miles an hour, gust up to 40 miles an hour. So if you're driving high-profile vehicles, two hands on the wheel, because those gusts can really take vehicles around. Also, we have a coastal flood advisory and a high surf warning that will be in effect from 6 p.m. on Thursday to 1 p.m. on Friday. So again, if you think you're heading to the beach over the next few days or into the weekend, we do expect deadly rip currents. And people coming in as visitors or even just moving down here from the north, if you've never experienced or even heard about a rip current, we expect deadly rip currents and dangerous breaking waves of 6 to 11 feet and also minor coastal flooding. So really, my encouragement is to just stay out of the water this weekend.
Boy, you got a lot of great information. Thank you so much for that. I know we spoke to Eric Gilmore a couple of days ago. We said, you know, Wednesday night's going to probably tell the telltale story in terms of what's happening with this storm. You still feeling like that? We're going to know a lot more later on this evening.
I do, because like I said, this storm has a long way to go in the way of getting from 85 miles an hour winds right now to over 100 mile an hour winds. So it's going to rapidly intensify. And once it does, like I said, The Gulf of Mexico is giving it the green light. So overnight tonight, especially into tomorrow, I think we're going to see some major changes. We just had the latest update, 5 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. Central time, that came out from the National Hurricane Center. We'll have another one tonight, and then we'll have more information in the morning.
Oh, you got it. Great information. Scotland Williams, EOC, Emergency, Management Coordinator, Meteorologist on staff for Escambia County. We're lucky to have that lady, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
She knows her stuff. So we will keep you posted in terms of the latest advisories coming in. Once again, storm going in east of Panama City, Big Bend area. They're going to see a big storm surge over there. Winds possibly around 130, 135, something like that. Cat 3 or 4, they're saying now, probably a landing of 4. It's all just a wait and see. We're going to follow the storm as it makes its way into Florida, and it's not going to be long, but this time tomorrow, we'll have more definitive information for you. But thanks for having us on News Radio 92.3 with Hurricane Helene coverage throughout the afternoon.
I'm John Saucier, Vice President Kamala Harris, hitting the campaign trail in Pennsylvania, delivering remarks to the Economic Club of Pittsburgh. The Vice President says the first pillar of an opportunity economy is lowering costs.
If we want the middle class to be the growth engine of our economy, we need to restore basic economic security for middle-class families.
Well, Vice President Harris maintains about a two-point lead ahead of former President Trump in the latest Fox News poll surveying national registered voters. The former president also campaigning today. He spoke in Mint Hill, North Carolina, telling supporters he's working to make the nation more affordable to live in.
We will have no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security for our great seniors.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Amgen were down 4% today after the company offered an update on two drugs in development, but analysts say neither look as effective as products from their competitors. The company updated analysts today on a late-stage trial of Uplizna as a treatment for an autoimmune disease that causes muscle weakness. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed. The Dow dropped 293, the S&P 500 slid by 10, and the NASDAQ gained 7 points. The Securities and Exchange Commission charging Harvest Volatility Management and Merrill Lynch today for exceeding clients' predetermined investment limits over a two-year span starting back in 2016. Merrill and Harvest are agreeing in separate settlements to pay a combined $9.3 million in penalties. U.S. crude oil futures for November delivery are plummeting 2.4% to under $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said there's no need to name Justin Fields as starting quarterback. Whatever game Tomlin is playing, though, he'd be crazy to not start Fields for the rest of the season. With that being said, Russell Wilson should try to force a trade by the deadline and go to a team like the Raiders for the rest of the year so he could actually play. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select NAPA locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let NAPA help you keep moving.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499, with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas, or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months, or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to DCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a good conversation with Bruce Woody of ECUA about their efforts to comply with an EPA-DEP mandate to inspect and identify all of the pipes for possible lead-related issues by October 16th, and they say they're on track to have this done. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about the anti-camping ordinance and how it would impact people, particularly who sleep in their cars overnight. Talked quite a bit about the UN speech by President Biden. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, the big story has been I-10, particularly if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That is pushing you back past North 9th Avenue now. So that's pushing you back almost to Escambia Bay. Very, very heavy congestion on I-10 so far this afternoon. Also got some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, as we so often do. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Other areas include the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, and 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. The last major spots are going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola, overcast skies outside, low of 72 tonight, and as we get into a rainy Thursday, we've got a high of 80 and a low of 68. There's going to be a coastal flood advisory, wind advisory, and a high surf warning.
Okay, 539, News Radio 92.3. I enjoyed our session a few minutes ago with Scotland Williams. Of course, she is Scambia's meteorologist and emergency management coordinator. Had some really good information to share on our brief visit just a few minutes ago. Let's take you down to Tampa now, where Jim Weber is on Fox 13, has more on the Tampa Bay, St. Pete, and Clearwater preparation for Hurricane Helene.
Here we go, pushing up into the Gulf of Mexico and really looking at that prospect that this is going to rapidly intensify. Very warm waters, really ideal conditions over the Gulf of Mexico, then heading right up towards the Big Bend, Category 3. Possibility we could be talking about a Category 4. You have to at least plan for that up across the Panhandle. But remember, we're on that dirty side, that strong side of the storm, so it's going to drag a lot of the weather right over the top of us, and we are going to see those tropical storm force winds. We're going to see that storm surge along our coastline. That's Indian Pass all the way down to Anclote River. That's where we have the hurricane warning. So as the storm nears us and pushes to our north, that's when those winds, they turn to that south and southwesterly direction from Pinellas County up into Tampa Bay. 5 to 8 feet of storm surge is possible along Pasco County, Hernando County, 6 to 10 feet. You get up in the Citrus County, and we could see 10 to 15 feet of storm surge pushing right along the coastline and causing a really bad flooding, pushing well inland as well. This is a big storm. We've been talking about how large this would be, and it's really so much of extending over onto that right-hand side of the storm. So as we get into tomorrow, we're already talking about those tropical storm force winds working their way into the area early tomorrow morning. So you want to take care of any plans tonight. You want to be done preparing your family, preparing your house as well. And then as we go through the day tomorrow, tropical storm force winds continue over the area, working its way up into the Panhandle. As we head into tomorrow night, we will still be dealing with tropical storm force winds over central Florida. Here's a look at the wind gust. Tomorrow morning, 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gust. As we go through the afternoon, we'll quite likely see some of these winds gusting very close to hurricane force, especially right along the coastline, but even inland. We're going to see some of these winds gusting 50 to 60 miles an hour and then working its way up into the Panhandle. What can you expect where you live? Winds 50 to 70 mile an hour wind gust, 5 to 8 feet of storm surge, the threat of tornadoes, 4 to 8 inches of rain is possible across our northern counties, especially as you head up into Citrus County. That's where you're going to see that storm surge. Now, for today, things are quiet, but you still have time to prepare your house and get your plan all finalized. So,
okay, Jim Weber from Fox 13 in Tampa, talking about the Tampa Bay, St. Pete, Clearwater areas and how they're preparing for the eventual landfall of Hurricane Helene, which is now targeting to make landfall Big Bend area east of Panama City around 10 o'clock tomorrow night. And we'll follow that one for you all the way. I just also want to remind you, I've been checking with the airports, the Orlando International Airport operating normally, and they're going to remain on that status as the storm will probably skirt them on Thursday, Friday. But different story for the Tampa airport. I think they'll be closing a little bit after 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is Wednesday night, Thursday morning. They're closing down at 2 o'clock. Clearwater, Sarasota airports will be shutting down as the last flights kind of depart those facilities tomorrow.
Yes.
So if you're, the long story short, if you have flights going into Central Florida airports, Orlando, St. Pete, Sarasota, Fort Myers, those areas, please check with your carrier before you go, because as of right now, that's the status, and we will keep you informed minute by minute on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Also mentioned this last hour, Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana joining Texas and sending utility crews to the Sunshine State for recovery from Helene. And Florida now has 61 counties under an emergency declaration when it was previously 41. We had a texter late last hour when I mentioned that, said, you know, the Ohio linemen. Linemen came from Ohio, I guess, during Ivan, and said that they were phenomenal. So it is always wholesome to see some of these other states helping out neighboring areas, even if Florida is not a neighbor. We're considerably far away from those states. But whatever. Love has no lines. All righty, just about 5:45. I'll get off the Hallmark Channel and start looking.
No, wait. I love the Hallmark Channel. I went and bought one of those trees. One of those big trees that appear on the Hallmark for my tree every Christmas. Yeah. That's me being lazy, you know, doing that kind of thing.
Right.
I love the Hallmark Channel.
5:45 here. On the nose, looking at some of the traffic and weather together. All right. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. That's been the talk of the town on the roads here. That is pushing you back almost to Scenic Highway, very heavily backed
up. I would offer a recommendation of using the surface route.
Yes.
Stay off the freeway.
Yeah, I-10 is just looking miserable, as it has so far when we've been on air tonight. Also, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox still backed up, and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. That's looking rough as well.
Yeah, I'm even seeing behind you. Can't see because it's behind you right now, but the transition from the 110 freeway to Davis Highway.
The ramp, yeah.
Backed up. It's a mess out there. I'm even looking on the top of the freeway, even heading eastbound on the 10 freeway. Still got some backups up there.
Outside of those couple spots, it's just some more of the same. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Wind Haven Beach and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees right now. Low of 72 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, it's obviously going to be rainy, believe it or not. High of 80, low of 68. And we've got some advisories here for you. Coastal flood advisory. There will be a wind advisory at some point tomorrow. And all throughout your Thursday, high surf warning.
And I did want to remind you, we touched on this during the 4 o'clock hour, but I just want to remind you, if you're just joining us this afternoon, Attorney General Ashley Moody has activated Florida's price gouging hotline during a storm-related declaration. State law prohibits excessive increases in the price of essential commodities, and we're talking about like equipment, food, gasoline, hotel rooms,
right.
Ice, lumber, water. You get the picture there. Anybody who suspects price gouging can report it to the Florida Attorney General's office by going to myfloridalegal.com.
And, of course, at around this time every hour, I like to cover the Wall Street numbers, if at all possible. Well, Wall Street closing mixed with the Dow reversing earlier gains and falling nearly 300 points. Despite today's numbers, the three major averages are still on track for a positive month. However, investors are showing that they're still fearful of a slowing economy after last week's rate cut from the Fed. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 293 points to 41,914. The S&P 500 dropped 10 points to 57,22. And the NASDAQ rose 7 points to 18,08.
Okay, there's still a lot of excitement. It's growing to a fever pitch this afternoon. A lot of excitement in Parrot Headland as pre-sales of the new Jimmy Buffett license plate gets underway less than 6 days now. It happens on October 1st. Fees from the sale of the plate will be distributed to Singing for Change, followed by Jimmy. And he founded that. Gosh, I mean, he used to promote this on all of the shows. But he founded this back in 95 to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters.
Also, since we didn't really dive into much of a sports segment this hour, I wanted to touch on this. Two more teams looking to advance to the semifinals of the WNBA playoffs tonight. The Connecticut Sun will try to sweep Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever in the first game of the night at 6:30. In tonight's other game, Diana Taurasi could be playing in the final game of her career as the Phoenix Mercury try to avoid elimination against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is set for 8:30.
Okay, heck, while we're talking, let's dive in a little bit of sports here, if you don't mind. Rack this one up, 0650. An undefeated college football program has gotten shocking news from their star quarterback. Fox's Tony Grinaldo has more on this report.
UNLV senior quarterback Matthew Sluka has announced that he will not be playing in any more games this season, using his redshirt year and entering the transfer portal. In a statement posted on X, Sluka saying in part, quote, "I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future." The Rebels are 3-0 to start the year, with Sluka throwing for 318 yards and 6 touchdowns, along with 286 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. The senior transfer spent the first 4 years of his collegiate career at Holy Cross, where he finished second all-time in career rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
I'm not sure I'd want him working for my company.
Well, and that's the thing. That's just, we wouldn't be in this position if this stuff was not out of control. And as I said, you just want to pay the players, fine. But when you have this lack of regulation and you can essentially bribe players to come here, and then you don't hold up your bribe.
And 3 games into the season, I'm going to take my toys and go home. Well, I don't want to play for you anymore.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, we have gone from these being disrespected athletes to them now being essentially like the diva athletes that you see in the NBA and NFL. I mean, there's no middleman, and it's just a bummer. These are the types of stories you never want to hear in college.
Absolutely. So let's not talk about college. Let's talk about high school football tomorrow.
All right.
Right on. We'll just kind of
set you up for that one.
Right down that rabbit hole. Friday's games, Pensacola Catholic hosting Freeport. Your take on it.
Freeport, I just think, is literally a different level than Catholic. And I think competitively they are as well. Give me the Crusaders.
I'm wondering if that game is in jeopardy, just being Freeport, being in the hurricane zone over there.
I don't know. It may be.
We'll follow that one for you. Pine Forest on a bye week. Booker T. Washington hosts Escambia this week to start its district schedule.
Yeah. And who is that again?
Booker T. Escambia.
Gosh, I was reading a texter here and I didn't hear it, but yeah, that's one of the toughest games of the weekend. Booker T. I mean, Escambia struggled, but I think they've struggled against better competition. Give me the Gators.
Okay, Gulf Breeze going to Niceville.
Niceville.
Patriots going to Crestview Friday night.
I think Pace, but that could be a trap game for them.
Here's one. Milton hosting Panama City mostly. I'm concerned about that game because that's Panama City. They're shutting things down over there.
Mosley, they are so far ahead of Milton right now. Milton's been one of the least flattering teams in this area, and Mosley has already a few quality wins from around here, so I got to give it to them.
What's going to depend on that game coming off or not is if there's a lot of damage in the PC area.
Mm. I thought you said Milton was hosting.
They are, but I'm saying, but the Panama City team has to leave Panama City to come over here to play, and can they get back? Are the roads going to be open? Are things are going to be accessible for them? So I'm just saying there's a lot of infrastructure things that they have to probably plan on.
Right.
And I'm concerned whether that game's going to get off or not. Navarre has a tough task ahead, taking on Tate. 7 o'clock.
That's our game of the week on our sister station, by the way, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, 7 o'clock Friday night. Give me the Aggies. I think the Aggies should have that.
They got a good team.
Yes.
I think one of the best. 5-0 now.
One of the best around here.
Okay, Pensacola High against another Panama City team, Bay. Friday, again, I'm going to say it's all going to depend on the track of the storm.
Yeah, Pensacola, they're good, but Bay, I think, maybe a little bit better. I'll take Bay, but I'll say just by a couple scores. They're the better team, but it's not going to be some blowout.
All right, Northview hosting Escambia County Friday, 7 up in Alabama.
I'll take the Chiefs. Why not? 5:52. We'll take a quick break.
Let's talk UAWF real quick.
Well, before we do, honestly, we're already a couple minutes behind break. We'll tackle that right when we get back. Because it's rough. I know it's out of order, but golly, we are running late here. All righty, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back with traffic and weather, and then, yes, that UWF update as we coast into the end of hour number 2 on this Wednesday.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
More than just a location, the Port of Pensacola is a thriving economic engine and a strategic gateway fueling growth and prosperity across Northwest Florida. Since 1754, it's become the cornerstone of the region's economic vitality, with over 20 dynamic businesses calling it home, including major players like Cemex Materials, General Electric Verona's Wind Energy, Offshore Inland Marine, Pete Stevedore, and the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Discover the possibilities at portofpensacola.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. I-10 still dealing with some heavy backups if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That is going to back you up past 9th Avenue and almost to Scenic. It is very heavily congested. It has been all afternoon. The other rough-looking spots are going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel and the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street. Outside of that, it's just some minor issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Windhaven Beach and Highway 90 traveling westbound over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees with a low of 72 tonight, and tomorrow is going to be obviously very rainy with some coastal flood advisories, wind advisories, and a high surf warning, high of 80 and a low of 68.
And as a good reminder, if you're thinking about maybe going to the beach and doing some swimming tomorrow, don't.
It's just simple. That's one way
simple
to put
as
it.
That.
Right?
The rip currents will be extremely dangerous. I'm sure they'll be flying the red flags tomorrow, maybe double red tomorrow for the rip currents. So just stay out of the darn water. Be safe out there. You mentioned, was that a Journey song you played a few minutes ago?
Yes.
Great track. By the way, while we're talking about and getting into the genre of rock and roll, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, naming its performers for its induction ceremony. Fox's Michelle Pollino has more on this trending story.
I got you. Dua Lipa, Busta Rhymes, Chuck D, Dr. Dre, Demi Lovato, James Taylor, and Julia Roberts are among the lineup of presenters and performers set for next month's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. This year's inductees include Peter Frampton, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, Kool & the Gang, A Tribe Called Quest, Ozzy Osbourne, and others. The ceremony is set for October 19th at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland and will stream live on Disney Plus beginning at 7 Eastern. ABC will air a primetime special 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony on New Year's Day. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Don't forget, 6 days, it's the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, October 1st through 6th. 127 songwriters will perform at 21 venues across the area. For a complete schedule, including the events and things like that, just go to PensacolaBeachSongwritersFest.com.
And 50 Cent has a docuseries heading to Netflix about Sean Diddy Combs' legal issues. The rapper shared a Variety report on social media about the series, captioning it, quote, "You didn't believe me, but I bet you believe me now," unquote. Combs could face up to life in prison if he's convicted for his indictment on counts of sex trafficking and racketeering, and production is still ongoing, but there's no premiere date. But I'm sure a lot of people will be glued to the screen about that.
You ever wonder about what states have the best and the worst drivers? I used to cringe in driving in Washington State in the Pacific Northwest. But let me just tell you, researchers have determined which U.S. states do indeed have the worst behavioral drivers. Here are the top 10 worst behaved drivers. Ready?
Yes.
Number one, and remember, these are the worst. Hawaii is first, followed by Oregon, New Mexico, Wyoming, Alaska, North Dakota, Connecticut, Vermont, Kansas, and West Virginia. Were you holding your breath about Florida in that list?
No, not really.
Florida ranking number 47 as the best state.
Wow.
So that's good drivers.
Yeah. Well, do you know what the best was? Number 50? He's like, I don't, but Florida was close enough.
Yeah,
I'm surprised I didn't see Mississippi on there. No, it's not Mississippi drivers, it's Mississippi roads. Alabama drivers, I know we've got some Alabama listeners.
No,
As I said, I'm not going to knock.
I'm not going to walk outside with you tonight.
I'm just saying.
I'm not.
I've had some Alabama drivers have really thrown me for a loop on the road. Yeah, that's all I'll say.
Running for my life across the parking lot tonight is not something I really want to do.
Yeah, no, but Mississippi, I remember I went on a trip to Texas.
Be nice now.
And I drove through Mississippi. The roads were, it wasn't the drivers, it was the roads.
Be nice.
Okay. I said it wasn't the drivers, but the roads weren't great.
What happened to the roads?
I don't know. They just needed to be paved. At least the path I took. A lot of potholes.
Well, you can see what states are getting the big bucks from gambling. Roads are beautiful, you know.
Yeah, Florida's doing great. That's really all that matters. My experiences don't mean anything.
You know, I did notice that Florida roads are not bad at all.
No, they're not.
That's why we're ranked number 47, having the best drivers in the country.
Now,
47 meaning good.
Yes, 47 being third best.
All right, we're going to check in with some more Tampa Bay television stations next hour.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.